Newmarket resident Marasa Azimi said she has had many sleepless nights over the last year due to the noise coming from one of her neighbors. Weddings and other events at Madison Greenhouse event venue on Bayview Parkway have caused a spike in noise complaints from nearby residents. Despite bylaw tickets issued last year by the town last year, Azimi said the noise continues and she does not feel the town is doing enough. "I can't sleep at night," she said. "The music, last week we were walking kilometers away from here, and you could hear them. They are not improved." The venue faced 10 complaints and 5 tickets in 2022 regarding noise, and some residents have complained to the town again recently, the town of Newmarket confirmed. The municipality stated it had recently received a few complaints regarding noise at the establishment, however no tickets have been issued since 2022. "We understand the business is working to implement changes to mitigate issues, which the town will monitor," according to a town statement. Azimi said that new ownership is using more space, leading to more issues with noise. "There's actually music, fully blasted, playing," she said, adding there have also been cases with drunks hanging around late at night. "The town or whoever has to fix the problem." But the business said it is taking great care to respond to the concerns. Owner Praveen Patel said that since the complaints emerged, his business has taken great efforts to address the issues. He said they introduced more stringent contracts for clients regarding noise and have been turning away people more interested in throwing loud parties. "We literally educate our clients," he said. "If you are looking to party, this is not a party, this is a wedding venue. This is like a normal event place." He takes resident concerns seriously, Patel said, and he has tried to communicate with them and address issues as they arise. He said his business has worked to be a part of the community, including providing space without charge and hosting events for non-profits. "Bottom line is I like to take care of the community," Patel said. "Anything we can, I give back to community." Patel acknowledged there was a recent incident with an unruly guest making too much noise, but Madison acted quickly to address it. "The amount of respect I have for the community, very few small businesses have it," he said, adding that he does not want to see many months of positive efforts undone by one incident. Azimi said she and other residents want to see Madison's efforts to address the noise issues work out. "We're not asking them to close the business. I don't want that, I want them to make money," she said. "I just want him to be more considerate. All I want is my life to go back to normal."